We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Report released on Clinton email investigation. We've got the story.
One person dead after a fire at a group home in Arkansas City. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. As the wheat harvest continues in full swing, it looks like this hot and mostly dry pattern will continue throughout the next several days, but change by next week. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A boy was killed and three other people were shot in a Westminster, Colorado parking lot Thursday. Police spokeswoman Sherry Spotke says the suspect is in custody.
Officers are working to figure out what transpired leading up to this shooting. The shooting was outside in the parking lot. Only these four individuals were injured.
One adult male expected to survive. The other two, a mother and her young male son, are considered in critical condition. A motive has not been determined. Again, that shooting in Westminster, Colorado.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz has released a report detailing his review of the FBI and Department of Justice's Hillary Clinton investigation during the 2016 election. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the FBI needs to hold itself accountable.
We're going to hold employees accountable for any potential misconduct. We've already referred conduct highlighted in the report to our disciplinary arm, OPR, which is the FBI's independent Office of Professional Responsibility. We need to hold ourselves accountable for the choices we make and the work we do.
The report showed no bias toward the Clinton email investigation, but did find the FBI did not follow normal procedures during its probe. The Clinton investigation started after allegations that she mishandled classified data by using a private email server while she was Secretary of State.
One person is dead after a large fire at a group home in Arkansas City. This happened Thursday afternoon at the Easter Seals Capper Foundation, North 6th Street and West Maple. A second victim was hospitalized but is expected to recover. No word on what caused the fire. The Easter Seals Capper Foundation assists children, teens, and adults with disabilities.
A former employee of the Wichita YMCA who is accused of sexually assaulting two young girls at the center will go to trial this summer. Caleb Gaston waived his preliminary hearing and pleaded not guilty yesterday. He's accused of sexually assaulting a 3-year-old girl and a 4-year-old girl in January. His trial is scheduled for July 23rd. The alleged assaults happened in the kids' zone at the downtown YMCA branch.
Bill Cosby is making some changes.
Bill Cosby is not done yet. The comedian fired his entire legal team with just over 3 months before he is sentenced for assaulting Andrea Constant in 2004. Pennsylvania attorney Joseph Green Jr. has now been retained by Cosby, according to Deadline. Tom Mesereau and his entire team were shown the door. Cosby was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault in a retrial that ended on April 26. Cosby set to be sentenced after a 2-day hearing September 24th and 25th. However, these dates could change considering the change-up in Cosby's legal representation. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Sedgwick County engineers have been studying traffic at 21st and 167th Street West for 2 months since Wichita police officer Stacy Woodson and his 10-year-old son died in a motorcycle crash at the intersection. Sedgwick County Commissioner David Dennis says the county wanted to find out if a 4-way stop would be warranted. The study found traffic did not meet the federal and state standards to warrant an upgrade.
We'll continue to monitor it. We'll continue to do studies like this periodically to see if something's needed. But until it does meet the warranty, we don't see that there's any necessity to change anything out there.
Dennis says the stop signs are already larger than required, and there is a flashing light on the signs to let traffic know to stop. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
U.S. Open Golf Tournament second round is underway this morning, and we'll be giving away passes to the Wichita Open. Stay tuned for your chance to win.
Are you prepared to deal with a disaster? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Are you prepared for any disaster that might impact your community? Sedgwick County Interim Director of Emergency Management Cody Sharva tells KNSS News.
If your emergency manager is very visible, that means something bad has gone on in your community or you're in the middle of a disaster. So what we try and do is, before the disaster, a lot of planning and preparation, helping folks to try and mitigate against the effect of disasters.
Cody Charbot is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A Supreme Court ruling resolves a controversy over a T-shirt worn by a Tea Party member at the polls on Election Day in 2010 that said, "Don't tread on me."
The Supreme Court striking down a Minnesota state law that banned people from wearing clothing or buttons in polling places that had anything to do with politics, saying it violates the First Amendment. The vote was 7-2. Several states have restrictions on what you can wear while voting, but Minnesota's was one of the broadest. It meant no Make America Great Again hats or no Black Lives Matter pins at the polls. The state defended the law, saying it was a reasonable restriction to prevent voter intimidation. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The U.S. is returning a stolen Christopher Columbus letter to the Vatican.
The letter is a rare copy of one written by Columbus in 1493, announcing his discovery of the New World. It was being held at the Vatican Library, but at some point it was stolen and replaced by a forgery.
We received a tip. There had been a number of forgeries of Columbus letters from various European libraries.
Jamie McCall, an assistant U.S. attorney in the District of Delaware, speaking at the Vatican as the U.S. returned the letter. It was rediscovered by a rare books expert who bought it in New York in 2004. It's the third return of its kind in recent years. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Watch for slow traffic in the road construction on Kellogg, especially eastbound on Kellogg right there at I-235 in the road construction. Still have a stalled out vehicle there as well. So stalled out vehicle and road construction slowing things down. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's already a warm start to the morning across south central Kansas. We expect to be breezy, hot again today with a high about 98, but wouldn't be surprised to see a few thermometers hit 100. Tonight, clear and warm, our low 75. Sunny, windy, and hot again Saturday with a high 95. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 80 degrees, south wind gusting up to 23 miles per hour. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And the Clinton email report has been released, and I understand it's about 500 pages. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with us now, live from New York. Good morning, Tanya. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. It reams of paper, sir.
So you took it home overnight and read the whole thing, didn't you?
I won't go that far.
No.
I can't possibly claim to that.
Well, they've been at it now for, what, a year and a half doing this thing. So it's got to be pretty bulky report there.
18 months. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you would expect it to be several hundred pages for 18 months worth of work. Yep. Can you imagine the people who had to draw all this up and say, okay, here's what we need to put in?
Right. Well, you know, I have a hard time editing one paragraph of copy myself. So what's in there? What are a couple of good tidbits for us this morning?
Comey gets basically dragged in this whole thing. He is called insubordinate for not telling Loretta Lynch, who was the attorney general at the time, about his plans to make public that announcement that Clinton wouldn't be charged. That was in July of 2016. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, you had the action that he took 11 days before the election where he said, by the way, we're reopening, you know, we're looking into more of these emails on a laptop that happened to belong to Anthony Weiner. it found that he made a serious error in judgment, that is their quote, by telling Congress about that just before Election Day. But by contrast, he did not say anything about the, you know, information they already had about the possible, you know, Russia possibly, you know, being involved with the Trump campaign and, well, not necessarily with the Trump campaign at the time, but with the, you know, trying to influence our election one way or the other. They knew about that and did not come out with that. And so that's kind of why he gets dragged over the coals, because he told everybody about one but not the other.
Okay. And Fox is, you all are reporting this morning that there are things like not following proper procedures. Some of the people in the FBI didn't do their job exactly the right way. Whether or not any of this had an impact on the election, they don't say, I guess, but apparently a lot of people just not following the book on this thing at the FBI.
And yeah, and Comey is one of the people that they label that they say that. They say that, you know, remember how he talked about, he gave the explanation both when he testified as well. I mean, that was a really heavily watched, you know, hearing,
yeah,
where he came out and after he was fired and said, okay, here's what happened. Here was my judgment on this. Here's how I came to the conclusion that I needed to say something. And remember how he kept talking about he, you know, figured there was a decision between doors labeled speak and conceal.
And he
decided to speak. And the report calls that comparison, you know, pretty much false. Idea. He says the two doors were actually labeled follow policy or depart from policy.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, Comey did not follow policy when it came to releasing that information about Clinton's investigation and, you know, obviously not releasing anything on the other side.
The FBI, and I guess I'm going to basics here, the FBI director, okay, who is that person's boss? Does that go to the attorney general or do they have a boss?
It's my understanding that the way it works is that the attorney general is over.
Yeah. Okay.
The FBI.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that's the chain of how things work.
Well, I've been reading a book about.
That's a good question.
I've been reading a book about gangsters in the 1930s. Okay. And of course, this was the start of the FBI in 33 and 34 when J. Edgar Hoover had the FBI. And over time, that evolved into a thing where he collected information on politicians, supposedly, and he could pretty much do what he wanted whenever he wanted because he had the goods on everybody. But no, we wanted to get away from that and make it just an investigative organization, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, the report, the long and the short of this is the report, when it gets down to it, it depends on which side of the aisle you're on as to whether you, I mean, nobody's really happy with it. There's not one side that's going, oh, look, we told you. It proves everything we've said. That's not really the case on either side.
Yep.
And it kind of depends on your political leanings as to what you think about it in a lot of cases.
Well, you know, Tanya, the big winners are going to be the Sunday morning talk shows now because they're going to have all kinds of panels going on this thing this Sunday, aren't they?
They have been the big winners since November of 2016. So,
all right, Tanya. Hey, thanks for your time. Happy Father's Day to you coming up. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers talking about the Clinton email report that came out yesterday, and we're talking about a little bit. But yeah, I might imagine that's true. It's not gonna please anybody, and everybody's gonna find something they agree with or disagree with on something like it. 500 pages. Wow. That's a lot of pages. I hope they had some pictures to go with it.
Maybe you have a little bit of breaking news for you. There's been a big explosion and a huge fire at a pipeline in Harvey County.
Really?
To the west of Heston.
Would that be a gas
big
pipeline?
Probably.
I don't know.
I don't know if it is. Might be an oil, but I don't know.
Well,
but
if it's gas and it's under pressure, it's going to be a
big
flame.
Which is kind of what it appears to be.
It's going to be a flame you can see from outer space, probably. So, do you know exactly where it is in Harvey County?
To the west of Heston.
To the west of Heston. All right. 8:17. Thank you, Ted. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward here on a Friday morning. Ted?
We take a look at the Wichita Wingnuts. They are on the road in Texas. They were going for a 4-game sweep over the Cleburne Railroaders last night. Didn't quite work out. Had an early 3-0 lead, but ended up losing that game 11-5, snapping Wichita's 4-game winning streak, dropping the Wingnuts back into fourth place in the division. They are visiting the Texas Air Hogs this weekend in Grand Prairie for a 3-game series to wrap up this week-long road trip. Texas is the worst team in the league with a record of 5-20 so far through the first quarter of the season. Yeah. So the Wingnuts might be able to pick up some wins this weekend visiting the Texas Air Hogs. Indoor football tomorrow night. It's the conference semifinals opening up the postseason for the Wichita Force indoor football team. They have to face the top team in the league, the Duke City Gladiators, in Albuquerque tomorrow night. Sean Boston will have live coverage of the playoffs for Force football beginning at 6:45 tomorrow evening, and that's right here. Listen to it live on your home of the Force, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Men's golf action, the 118th version of the U.S. Open, is underway at Shinnecock Hills in Long Island in New York. After first round play yesterday, there were four co-leaders at one under par. Among those four was Scott Piercy, who 10 years ago was the winner in the Wichita Open, and he was one of the four co-leaders yesterday.
Yesterday I walked off the golf course after four holes because I was so frustrated with my preparation. So it's hard to say, like, you know, I didn't really expect this morning. Just kind of regrouped last night and tried to, you know, go back to a couple things that have worked, you know, throughout the year, but was able to kind of piece it together today.
Some of those golfers are already out on the course today for the second round. Right now, the two co-leaders are the top player in the world, Dustin Johnson, and Russell Henley, a Wichita Open veteran from 6 years back. And they're both at two under par right now. Second round of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills. Major League Baseball action for the Kansas City Royals this weekend. They are at home hosting the defending World Series champion Houston Astros as Houston comes to Kansas City with an 8-game winning streak. Meanwhile, the Royals are just about the complete opposite, having lost 9 of 10. The Royals are the worst home team in Major League Baseball as well. They've only won 10 home games in just 2.5 months. Ooh. Royals hosting the Astros tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon on Father's Day. You can listen to all those Royals-Astros games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher Isaac Anderson. He is in single-A with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Isaac was fantastic yesterday, going 3 1/3 innings, no runs given up, 5 strikeouts. Really nice outing for the former Shocker pitcher Isaac Anderson. He's in single-A with the Dodgers. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS. Coming up next week, it's the Wichita Open Golf Tournament, the annual stop for the tour in Wichita. And, like we mentioned, 55 former Wichita Open alums are currently playing in the U.S. Open.
So what you're saying is you're going to see some good golf in Wichita.
These are some of the most elite golfers in the world.
Wow. All right.
Yeah,
great tournament.
They're right on the precipice of being right up there at the big time. Yep. Ooh. So that's next week. In fact, that's 6 days from now. It'll be opening day at the Wichita Open out at Crestview. I've got a couple of more pairs of passes to give away. And if you would like those, call me now at 869-1330. I'll take callers number 3 and 4 for a pair of passes to the Wichita Open.
And it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 821 Steve and Ted, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, politics and emails during the last presidential campaign. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.